Shusav Yimari. Hanukkah is coming up next week. Ladif Nalocha is the Ikar of Hanukkah is usually the Neiris, exactly where to light, or the Shemen, or time to light. There are other Nyanim also, a Kriyas Torah, Halal, Hesped, Tainus. What about the Inyan of Simcha? Is there a Chiyuv of Simcha? What's the Gedder of Simcha and Hanukkah? Do you have to be Mesameach or not? So I'm going to work a little bit backwards this time, start with how the Mechaber and Amos says, and where they're coming from. So in Tov Reish Ayin, Sef Beis, the Mechaber says, Ribo Yasudus, Shemava Behem, Heim Sudus, Herishus, Shloi Kvum, Lemish Tov Simcha. Ribo Yasudus, people of Marv and Sudus and Chanukah, it's Herishus, there's no Indian at all to have a Suda, Shloi Kvum, Lemish Tov Simcha, there is no Indian Lemish Tov Simcha. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mekor is really a tour. And the Ram Rutenberg, the Torah says, "By Oymar Ram and Rutenberg, Shriba Esidus Shemabahem Heim Esidus Harishos, Shloik Vum Ela LaHalal Ulahoidus Vloy Mishta V'Simcha." Hanukkah was Nakveya only for LaHalal Ulahoidus, not for Mishta V'Simcha. That's the Torah brings no Chalkim. The Beis Yosef also brings no Chalkim, and the Makar Batsim is a Mordechai in Pesachim in the fourth parak in Siman Tov Reish Hei. He says, "Kol suda she'ena shel mitzvah, any suda that's not a mitzvah, ain't tam chacham moshay lo amis v'menu." The Gemara says, "Tam chacham can have enough from it." Nishla Ravenu Meir, the Ith, the Maram, "Heich ono oichlim v'nesuim bas koin oi bas tam chacham lam oretz." How do we eat by a chasno of a bas koin l'isol or bas tam chacham lam oretz? Or suda to reshus nenu, it's a suda to reshus. V'heishiv d'shema alkein nov v'loim v'shirish v'shpachas. Maybe that's the reason why we say shirish v'shpachas by Achasno, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Lahalo Al Chesed, also in Adam Vechava, and came in the Sudas of Rishus. If you give Shiras for Shabbos to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even by Sudas that's a Rishus, it makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. And what is a Sudas Rishus? Near it, Loi Mikro El Heichlid Ik Sudas B'Loi Mitzvah. Kigoyin, Zok, he gives two cases to Mordechai, for the Maram, going to Simchus Mereyos, either getting together, friends get together, go out to eat, or Oy Bechanukah, or Chanukah. Two things, either getting out to eat, or Chanukah is that Simchus Mitzvah, Shemav Mesudas Elo 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 Elo, it's not Simchus Mitzvah, only Simchus Rishus. That's Mordechai, where the Torah is quoting Betzim, and the Mechaber passing that way, Lalocha, and the being no Chalkim. This sheet of this Maram Rumberg, other Gedolim bring it down, the Grace Oshim, in Pesachim, in Perek Gimel, Siman Tes, the Leket Yoyishur, in Chet Aleph, on page 150, the Marie Vail, in Sevis Karnum Chaim Shmulevitz, the Tashbat and the Simukov Ayin, they all bring it down. That's one shita. What is the reason? So the reason is, one reason the Mishabura brings down the readiness of Kohen Vav is not the Simcha. It says two cases are not Simcha. Either friends going out together, who maybe sound like the Sefer Chaim, but friends get together and go out to eat. But or he says Simchas Hanukkah. Shirish Bachas. He says, even a chasna, bas kamala oretz, yeah, make Shirish Bachas, yeah, that will make it a Sudas Mitzvah. Sounds that way. What is the reason for the Mechaber? So the reason is, the three main reasons in the Afrainim, one is the Lavosh, the Mishavru and Tzivkon, Vav brings down. Why by Chanukah there is no Indian of Simcha, Mashen Kein Purim, the whole Indian, the whole day is your Mishav of Simcha. So Lavosh says, because Purim, the whole, the Gezeiah was to kill us, destroy our goals, so we can have enough and Mishav Simcha. Therefore, the Tikkun is that we saw Kodesh Baruch, we thank you for our goals, and we have Mishav Simcha. Lash Engin Chanukah, the only wanted to do was destroy us in our Torah, Gishmad, and if we accept their religion, their Greek ideology, then Echlamet will let us live. So there are no problems with our Bethlehem being alive, they only want to destroy our Ruchnius. Therefore, we pray to Kodesh Baruch with our Ruchnius, with Lohidus Lalo. That's the Mishabura bringing Lavosh down. Another Shito is the Bach. The Bach says a little bit differently. That says, by Chanukah, backwards. First, by Purim. By Purim, what happened? Why did we get punished for it? He says, because we had enough from the Suda of Oysu Rasha. The whole punishment came because we had enough from the Suda. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu punished our Guf, which is we had enough from the Suda. And the Tikkun was what? We had to fast. The Tikkun was against also to Ma'ana our Guf from Gashmias. That was the Tikkun. We had to fast 3 days. Therefore, what is the mitzvah Zayim, the mitzvah Zayim is simple of Mishta. Mashiach in Chanukah, the chait that we did, Zogdabach, it's rational b'avoida. The reason why we got punished in Chanukah, because we were late in avoida, we weren't makshiv b'avoida, and therefore we got punished, and because Chanukah took away our avoida, took away the base of Mikdash, and the tikkun was how? That we moistened nefesh for the avoida. And who did it? The Kahanim did it. And then the Nes is enforced, and they Nes through Nevis, which is the avoida. Therefore, the tikkun of the mitzvah is Mesakin that we should do through the avoida, Lahoit Lahal, Tfilah Zu avoida. In Tafreshain. Then the second reason, the third reason is the Taz that brings down that the way it's nikkur that there was a neis on Chanukah is nikkur through the neiris, through lahoitz lahal of the neiris the avoido, through ruchnius, masha enkein. The Purim, what's nikkur? The nikkur, what's the pierced in my nest? What's enforced in the nest? That we masal to fashus. That guf got saved. Masal to fashus. Therefore, we pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the masakin that the kanon is through mishtav simcha. Those are three main takanas. The three main reasons that Achronim say why Chanukah is no chiv simcha mash in King Purim. The other reasons that Achronim, you have to also know why the Maaseh Shavuos is in of Kula Amos Binu Lachem, the Chul Shavuos only Matan Torah should be the same thing as Chanukah. The Achronim ask, but not for now. That's fine. Mechabah Shita is no union of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Suda Shal Mitzvah on Chanukah, only Lahoidus Lahal. What's the Rambam Shita? So the Rambam is brought down the Mishnah Berurah and Tzavkon Aleph, first Mishnah Berurah. He's quoting the Rambam Kamat word for word, the first three halachas. First he says a story, first he tells you what happened, that by Sheni, the Rishonim came and they tried to overcome us and tried to geshmad us, take our mom and our daughters, and then what happened with the Hashmonoim, they came and overcame them, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made Nes, the Pach Shemen. That's first two halachas. The third halacha is about 12 lines into the Mishnah Berurah. It's the halacha Gimel. He says, "Umipnei zeh hiskinu chachomim shebo'isa ador shiyu ayom o'ilut chilotum chofer kislev mei simcha v'halul." Therefore, the chachomim is saying the Chanukah will be mei simcha v'halul. The Ram says simcha. There should be simcha on Chanukah. Umalikim emaneus be'er v'afiz chayabatim chol laila v'laila mishmoy saleis laharis legalis anes ad kan loshen rambam. The Ram says we have to, the Chanukah was neus, and v'oid there's also the Chanukah mei simcha v'halul. What's loshen mei simcha? So the Maaseh Rekeach and the Rambam, or the Binyan Shloimeh, or Shloimeh Kluger, and Lakutim, and the Mafteach, to the Rambam in the Frankel, they both say, Poshet, Simcha means Suda, Yontiv. It means you have a Chir, just like Yontiv, a Suda. Simcha, and Simcha, Bosa V'yayin, you have a Chir, Suda. That's what the Rambam means, you may Simcha V'halo. That's so other Paiskim also, come out to the right Paiskim, bring the Rambam that way, the Yom Shloimeh brings it down, the Chichik Shloimeh, Pim Godim, Pim Godim has another Rambam, in Allah Chavav, in Perakim, Allah Chavav, it says you say Halol. On the Sukkot Pesach Shavuos, on Chanukah, but it says you don't say Halal, Mashengin Halal, you don't say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Zachi Rambam, why in Allah above? Because those days are not days you may Simcha Yisera. So the people got them, that means all other days are Simcha Yisera. That means Chanukah has an Indian of Simcha on the Purush Rambam. There's an Indian of Simcha by Chanukah, the Taz over here brings it down also, that there's an Indian of Simcha by Chanukah. If you read Bait in the Mishnah Berurah, how he learns it, he goes on saying, now speaking by himself, "V'mitzvim b'divrei Seifim, k'kriyas ha-Megillah, v'yom elu heim nikum Chanukah, v'ayos lomo chanu chofei, shvim chofei chanu moiveyem, u'b'pnei shehein yimei simcha v'halol, and because the days of simcha v'halol, l'kach osu b'em hesper v'tainis." The Mishavur seems to say that yimei simcha v'halol does not mean the inn of Suda, the inn of simcha v'mishta, but means the kaf also behem behesper v'tainis. Simcha just means the isra of hesper and the isra of v'tainis. That's what's mashma the Mishnah Berurah. V'oid, in the kuntras of Chanukah, I think it's of Turtsinski, he is the Biskarov. What's pshat yimei simcha v'halol by the Rambam? So Biskarov said, yimei simcha means lafuki hesper v'tainis. Enechlam is nochi of Suda. Yimei simcha means lafuki hesper v'tainis. Also the Seidayim also, Eliyahu, and says also you may sasu with simcha, why? To lishano behind the mispaid. Also, simcha only comes to afuke hesped v'tainus. It's best in the Gemara, in the Gilon, in Hema Bey, the Gemara, by Purmalis, it says the word mishta means lafuke hesped. A simcha is lafuke hesped. So here also, a simcha means lafuke hesped. So if machlok is what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds you may simcha v'halol, to mean like the Nishloim and the Masrukeh, the Roiv Achroinim, that means the real chi of simcha. Or the Mishnah Berurah of Hashdus that Simcha V'Halal means Lafuke Hesped V'Tainus. The other way to learn the Rambam, the Mishnah Siyavitz learns Yimei Simcha V'Halal means Yimei Simcha Agidei Halal, but rather there's no Indian of a Suda, or the Shirei Taira in the Marachaches, Oitzches, says you may simcha, this means, just means should be sad, doesn't mean you have a chi of a suda. So the machlokes, what Shitas HaRambam is. So the kids we have again, the Shitas Mechaper, the Mechaper is coming from the Turam, Ram, Umberg, there is no chi of suda, and there being no chalkim, they learn the Mishabur, the Rambam that way also. And the Shitas HaRambam is machlokes HaKoinim. Next step, the Ramon. The Ramon Agor says, V'yesh Oimim, Shiyes Ktas Mitzvah, B'yubai Sudas, there is a small mitzvah, you have to know what the word small means, I don't know if it's a big mitzvah, small mitzvah, I don't know, I never saw such a lashon before, small mitzvah to be marv in Sudas, Mari, V'shum to be'oitha yomim hoya chanukah tamizbeach. Those days are days of a chanukah tamizbeach. Sounds like Be'etzem agrees to the timing of the Bach, Taz, and the Shach, that Be'etzem is no chiyiv simcha on Chanukah, Mitzad Chanukah itself. Only Mitzad Chanukah Tamizbeach. Also, Nes of Chanukah know this in the Ruchnius. However, there's another reason to have Simcha and Chanukah. Why? Chanukah Tamizbeach. The fact that we got the Mizbeach, it was really the Beis HaMikdash. I think Mizbeach is the metaphor for everything, for the whole Mizbeach, Beis HaMikdash, so we got back. So, Mishnah Berurah and Simcha and Zayin, we've done Be'etzem two reasons why this Chanukah Tamizbeach. One is Be'etzem the Melech of Mishkin was finished on Chofei Kislev. And it was only ingrained until we waited till Nisan, because that's when Yitzchok was born, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'll pay you back later on with Hanukkah, by the Chanukah Beit Chashem Noi. But he says also, B'mei HaTinoichus itself, the fact that we Tom V'Heichel V'Asa Chanukah Zabayis, which Shmoinu Yomim Elu, those two reasons are the reason why we have a Chiyuv Simcha on Hanukkah. Who is this Yesh Oimim? If you look in the Daka Moshe, the Yesh Oimim is the Moral Mi'prag. Moral, that's what it says in parentheses, but I'm already the Moral. Slosh Niz. The moral of Zeloshin of Mordechai Orach Kosev Megillas Tainus Amru Shekvur Yontif Shum Chanukas Amizbeach Tainkos Vazerua Chay Mashma Bemedrash Abasi Pash Baloischa that the inin of Mishnah B'Simcha and Chanukah Mishnah B'Simcha. That's Be'etzem, even though the Mordechai says there is no inin of Mishnah B'Simcha because he quotes the Rambam Meyotberg, the Mordechai Orach on the side, he says no, there is a chi Mishnah B'Simcha. Why? He gives two reasons. Achol Pikein near the Hoyle of Chanukah. Since Hanukkah, you now a fast, this is the fast, so Mela must be the Sudas now Sudas Rishos, it's a Chiyuv. If it's a Chiyuv, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. One time he has. V'oyed, he says, V'ekol Suda Oymim Alanisim, every Suda we say Alanisim, U'mahalim Makashpach, Alanech, Makurosim, V'ayakirisim Alanisim, every Suda we say Alanisim. So the fact we say Alanisim, that itself makes it a Sudas Mitzvah. Why the Chiddush and Hashem also brings another Mordechai Aruch, says the same thing, that the Chiyuv Mitzvah, the Chiyuv on Chanukah of Mishnah V'Simcha is because of Chanukah Tamizbeach. So, this Ramos Shito, that says Yesh Oymer is the Mitzvah to Marvin Sudas, is Be'etzem, again, it's the Maral, Mordechai Aruch, the Chiddush and Hashem, and the Mishnah Berurah L'Chur and Tzivkon Tess also passing that way, he says, Chayim Pasuk, he says, who passing this way? The Mashal and the Bach. Look at the Mashal's of Kamlis in Perek Zayin, Sim Lamed Zayin. He quotes from Ram Rutenberg, it says there is no Chiyuv Simcha on Chanukah, it says not true. It means right for Rambam, he holds the Ram holds away, and Mordechai Oroch, it says Rashi holds away, it means right for Gemara. So one reason he says the Vada the Kvei Mishtav Simcha, for Oidi Tainas, even let's say they won't Kvei for Mishtav Simcha, but any time you have a Sudo, you get together, and you Mefarsh to Menes, with your Shvach Vadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mostly said like Hashem Zafar. The same thing is Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a kid is born, or a Pinyah Ben, or anything you're doing a pierce of a nest, anytime a nest happens to you and you make a suicide off for it, that itself is a Sudas Mitzvah. So Koshkin Chanukah, which is both, it's Shvach Vadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a pierce of a nest, of course it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So besides the Chanukah Samiz Be'ach, he says, well, it's a Sudas Mitzvah of the fact that we're giving Shvach Vadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're having pierce of a nest. Moi the Bach, even the Sefer, the Bach says also we don't pass him like Ram Rotenberg. He says, he brings Marash Ostreich and the Ravio, then not only is there a Chiyuv, he brings a Rambam, he says the Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha, the Mordechai Oroch, but he says not only that, he says the Chiyuv Sudo, Chiyuv Pas. And if you don't say, if you get to say Al Nisim, you have to be Choyzer. So if you get to say Al Nisim by benching, you have a Chiyuv to be Choyzer, because the Chiyuv Pas on Chanukah. Even though we don't hold that way, Lalocha, the Mechab and Tophesh Pebez don't hold that way, the Maestri is Math, and says the Chiyuv Pas. So it comes out, Mechaber says there's no Chiyuv Suda, and the Yesh Oymim Namor, the Pashas is saying there is a Chiyuv Suda. This, the word Namor is Namashm that way. First it starts with a Ketzas Mitzvah, I don't know why it's only Ketzas. Voidi says it's only Riboy Sudas, meaning Marvin Sudas, meaning if you have three meals a day, it's not a Mitzvah, only the extra Sudas. So all the Marvin Koymits, where it comes from, Mashal, the Bach, the Maral itself, and the Mordechai Aruch, the Ramah, all Pashas, the Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha means any Suda. And I see the Sharam at Sion, he writes, even if you have breakfast in yeshiva, even Aruchas Boiker, it says, the kind of mitzvah, Mishtav Simcha. There should be no reason why not the way. If we're Mishtav Simcha, it should be for anything, Rabbi Yaakov Kaplan. He says, any meal you have on Yom Tov should be, even breakfast, is a Mishtav Simcha. This Shita is not only, these are showing of Oid, Kama Oid is showing the Toysis, in Tainis and Yuches and Beis, that says, that the Gemara says you have a chiyuv to misano and lumashlim. So chayitzes that talk about on Rosh Chodesh, but not on Chanukah and Purim. Why? Because Chanukah and Purim are yom mishta v'simcha. In fact, the Cheshek Shloim over there on the Chesed Beis and Tainis, that was true. That Purim is yom mishta v'simcha, the pasuk in Megillah. But Chanukah, where do you see the words yom mishta v'simcha? It says the ksiv yom mishta v'simcha. Where do you see these words of mishta v'simcha by Chanukah? So he says, the Shita of Taisus of Etzem, he says, it's a Rambam Shita, and Va'oid, it's Mordechai Aruch, it's not fair. Taisus holds, Mamash, the Chiyah Mishta V'Simcha. But still, where's the Lashon from? So there's a Megillah also in Chanukah. The Megillah is called Megillah Yevanis, or they call it Megillah Antioches, but there's a Megillah brought down in different places, in the Oitz, it's in the Siddur of Oitz Yisrael, page 444. So over there, the Megillah, it says, Lathis Shmoyni Yom Ma'elu Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Kmei Moidim Aksuv V'Torah. Chanukah was made, what, Mishta V'Simcha? The end, it says again, V'yikru Lehem Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. In the Megillah, on Chanukah, it says, it's Mishta V'Simcha. This sheet is also brought down by the Goinim, in the Shai Tshuva, and Simon Lamed says, you can't say Tzedek Adin on Chanukah, because Yimei Mishta, it's Yimei Mishta Nenu, the Rajman Tshuva, and the Chelek Aleph, Simon Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet, says, you make a neder, but do something, except for Yontif. He's misopic. Yontif maybe means even Chanukah, because Chanukah is Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Void, it says in Ben Yoino, Ben Yoino Pashan Miket, and Chumash, he also says, Chanukah is Mesakin for Yimei Mishta. And the Kolbo also holds, is Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So we have come out, Rav Gedolim of the Rishonim and Uli Achman, who holds the Chiv of Chanukah is Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. And that's what the Behetiv says, Behetiv Sivkon Gimel says, there's an Indian of Suda. He says, "Is v'medrash ba'loischol megillas tainis shukavol lemishta v'simcha shnigmu melech the mishkan bezmanazed dakim loischol v'chein kosher roif paiskim." That's a shita's roif paiskim. Pashas that's a mishta brurah to contest paskins. Roif paiskim holds the chiyuv mitzvah is a chiyuv suda is a mitzvah suda. Fine. That's so. Again, we have the mechaber shita, mechalik the Rambam, and we have the more the chiyuv suda. Then the more goes later. Next step, he says, "V'noigim loimer." We're going to say Zmirish v'shishbachos b'sudas shema v'hem v'oz ha'v'sudas mitzvah. We're going to say Zmirish v'shishbachos. Now what does that mean? You just end up saying it's a sudas mitzvah. So why do you have to say Zmirish v'shishbachos then oz ha'v'sudas mitzvah? So the Makar, if you look at the Dr. Moshe, he's quoting the Manhigim, and the Manhigim says sudas Chanukah v'shus. Sudas Chanukah is v'shus. L'kach n'og v'loim Zmirish l'harvus v'shishbachos k'dei sh'yehei k'sudas mitzvah. Kein Heshem Aram. Nothing that this Noigim is not going back in the Ramah. The Noigim is going back in the Mechaber. That the Enoch Lami, the Ramah holds Sudas Mitzvah by itself. Chanukah has a Sudas Mitzvah by itself. Noigim is going, even according to you, the Mechaber, who holds Chanukah, is Sudas Rishos, still, if you do his Mirs Vishish Bachos, still it makes into Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, you see sometimes the Yeshivas, like by breakfast, is always, I see in the mirror every year someone tries, when Chaim Lin, I see come on every year someone tries to start singing during the Suda by breakfast, I'll listen to the pork and they start singing a song so no one follows. Well, myself, that's for Noigim Loim, but to be Machmer, to get Mechav Shita, to also make every Suda that you have a Suda's mitzvah. The Agrat is another way to learn. Sorry? For. The idea is Mishra Shbachos makes it. In fact, you Shvach by Dolor Kodesh Baruch Hu, anything, even during the year. During the year, you make, again, Shalom Zach, anything you thank to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you give praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's all makes to this mitzvah. So therefore, similarly, Chanukah, we want to climb all the sheetahs, we all make to this mitzvah, therefore, the Olam is like, sometimes it gives Mishra Shbachos, and praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore makes to this mitzvah. There is quite another way to learn the Ramah. It sounds like in the Kitzur, when he quotes the Lashon, the Kitzur of Hanach and Simon Kuf Lamates, from the Chayotim, and when he quotes Ramah, his Lashon is very, he switches the words around. It starts off, Mitzvah lahabot k'tzas besuda b'chanukah. It's mitzvah to be marba a little bit in the Suda's Chanukah. He put the word k'tzas, not the k'tzas mitzvah, because it doesn't make sense. He says, the mitzvah lahabot k'tzas. It's mitzvah to be marba a little bit in Chanukah. It means in the Suda, Shumarba a little bit, not add in the Sudas, you have a meal, you add in one more thing for that Suda, like Vashchaydish, it says in Malacha, you should only try add one more thing in the Kavd Vashchaydish. He also Zak the Kitzer, Shumarba a little bit into the Suda. And he goes on saying, Mikhalmachim, Loi have a Sudas Mitzvah, even this Shita was, it's Shumarba Ksas, still it's not Sudas Mitzvah, but Ali Day, through saying, Smiris Vashchaydish, then have a Sudas Mitzvah. So the kids in the Chayodim learning Benoigim is going back to the Amor. They're learning the Amor holds, it's not a mitzvah. It's just giving cover. It's not a mitzvah be'etzim. Just being mabek sas, add a little bit to give cover to the yontif. But be'etzim is not a simcha. And through Zmir Shbach, it makes into a simcha. That's how the Chayodim, the kids learn. However, the Makar of the Amor, the Maral, like it says, and all the Gdolim seem to not the way that the Vada, the Chir, Mishtav, the Simcha, is Yesh Emun, the Amor. The Noigim is going back to the Mechaber, not going back to the Amor. Lalocha, how do you paskin? Again, we have Roy Paiskin and Paskin like the Yeshayim, the Chiyah Mishta V'Simcha. The Bach Paskin that way, the Morgan Vron Paskin that way, the Ali Rabba, the Yamshu Shleima, that's the Mishta V'Simcha contest. And again, Roy Paiskin. So what is this ending of Simcha? We have the Chiyah Simcha Suda. What does that mean? What does it get a Simcha Suda? It's like Yontif. Yontif, the Chiyah Boss of Yayin. You do. So you have a Chiyah Boss of Yayin and Chanukah. Do you have a Chiyah Boss of Yayin and Chanukah now? So, everyone says, no, about it. We invite them all. They're going to say, you have a chiv milchix, not possibly yayin. However, if you look in the Binyan Shloimim, Shloimim Kluger, on, again, the Rambam, in Paragimel, and Lacha Gimel, he says, the chiv possibly yayin. Why? Simcha. Simcha v'mishta ain't simcha ela possibly yayin. The Maaser Kech, the Rambam says also, since we pass him like the Yesh Omen Ramah, that the in of mishta v'simcha ain't simcha possibly yayin. Oh, right. Either can have a begin the meal milchix and the fleshix. Oh, but that might say, if you learn that way, it's in the Mishnah Yayiv, it's in the end of Siman Ayin Tef. Also says, it's chiv of the chiv of, if you hold a kaveh, the Mishnah is simple, ain't simple, ela boss of Yayin. How's the Mishnah Berurah hold? So the Mishnah Berurah this. The Mishnah Berurah, the top kuf kuf tes, the end of Chelikei. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Sivkon Yutes, Afilu humesagif, even if someone holds himself back because of tshuva, even if someone holds it back the whole year because of tshuva, not to eat basar and not to eat yayin, which are basars, v'yontif, v'chanukal uporim, chayv le'echol v'lishtos. Someone holds himself back of tshuva, not to eat basar v'yayin, Mishavua says, on Shabbos v'yontif, purim, and chanukal yavichiv to eat and drink. This is Mishavua, also the Ve'hetim over there, it's Kran Zayin. And Yevachiv le'echol basar v'yayin on Chanukah. Mefurash Mishnah Berurah. I still brought down the Netek Avriel. I still brought down the Meshayim Metzian. The Heinrich Akhari didn't bring down this Mishnah Berurah. Even the Mishnah Berurah before it sounds like the Yevachiv basar v'yayin. His Makar of the Mishnah Berurah is the Tshuva Beis Yaakov Siman Ayin Gimel. If you look at the Tshuva in Siman Ayin Gimel, first the Beis Yaakov over there, he himself says, it's not true, Chanukah, you don't know Chiv di basar v'yayin. He says, he argues. So first, Akasha had called the Beis Yaakov. So nothing of real is before Beis Yaakov is not the way. Fine. We look at the Beis Yaakov. It's quoting a Maram, Maram Rutenberg. Now what? Maram Rutenberg holds the chiv on Chanukah. You have to have boss of yayin. Who is the pelo? Who is the mechaber? The mechaber holds the chiv. There is no chiv pseudo on Chanukah. That's Maram Rutenberg. He is a god. He's the one. All that the Dolem quote. There's no chiv mitzvah. Chiv reshus is Maram Rutenberg. And yet the makor for la'achol basar of lishtos yayin is Maram Rutenberg. There's no mishnah v'simcha. You have to have basar yayin. It can't be. It probably can't be. All these are quoting of quoting the mishnah berurah. The chiyah basar yayin is from Beis Yaakov. It's quoting a Maram Rutenberg, and he holds that every student on Chanukah sees rishus. How can that be? So, makor anyone quotes mishnah berurah is not understanding mishnah berurah correctly. Makor has to be another way to understand mishnah berurah. There's a sefer called Shir Tahira. Shir Tahira was written about 200 years ago. He's in Marecha Ches, Ois Ches. He's not explaining Shitas of Maram Rutenberg. He's not going on Beis Yaakov or the Mishnah Berurah. It's 200 years ago. And he says, even if the Maram who holds is no Chiyah Mishnah V'Simcha, true, there's no Mishnah V'Simcha. But you can't be sad. You can be Atzva. He says, even the Rambam says, you may Simcha V'Hal. Simcha does not mean a mishta. Simple means it can't be sad. Meaning you can have hespit, you can walk around atzvus, you have to be simple. So he goes on saying, therefore, if someone doesn't eat basar v'yayin, Why? Because as Avelis, or because Chol Beis Hamikdos, or because the Golos of the Shechina, he's doing it as Atzvis, as Samis, but the Ethereum wants to eat the Vasu Yain. He's the steaks in front of him, the wine in front of him, he wants to have it. But he's not doing it, he's holding himself back. As being sad, that says the Shiri Tari, even Nachum Aram, you have to eat it, you can't be sad, you have to make sure you have, you can't hold back yourself from having Simcha. There is no chiv to make yourself happy. Once you walk around happy, long as you're not an Atzvis, it's okay. There is no chiv mitzad Chanukah to have Vasav Yayin. There is no chiv to have a Suda. There is no chiv to have a Simcha, to make Simcha. But if there's in front of you, and to hold yourself back from it, to Messiah with Atzmoy, that he says, even the Moram you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to have, can make you sad. You can't make yourself a Chanukah. You can't make yourself a Chanukah. As we see, we can have a Tainus Chanukah. You can have a Hesped Chanukah. Why? These things make you sad. These things we don't do. So we're looking at the Beisakl and Tshuva, look what's Mukhan away in the Tshuva. If so, you have no right to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying someone who holds himself back from Tshuva, why, and doesn't want to eat Basav Yayin, and he's holding himself back, those people are holding himself back from Basav Yayin. Chayv L'Echav L'Ishtois. They have to go eat and go drink, because they can't hold themselves back. As Chanukah, there's no Chiyiv to. But if you can hold yourself back, you have no right to hold yourself back. That, then you have to go eat and drink. I'm trying to tell us if Yaakov Kaplan, he was a Maskin, over. Again, it's Mukhan, it can't be this Pshan of Beis Yaakov, because he's calling around Wittenberg, because there is no Chiyiv Suda on Chanukah, yet he still holds that there's Basav Yayin, it can't be. Fine, of the Maestro, our teachers would say clearly it is a Chiyiv Basav Yayin. Again, the Bnei Shlomo says it clearly, and the Maestro Akev says it's a Chiyiv Basav Yayin. The Maestro, again, the Ramah says, right to this finish of the Ramah, the Ramah says, Yesh Oymer Moshiach L'Echol, the person should eat Gvina V'Chanukah, why would Shanei Sinatsu B'Cholov, Shachila Yehudis at Oyev? Why? Because the Maestro Meshavuan Sakon Yud brings down that the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol went to this Hagmoin, who the Allah was then, the Hagmoin Kasulat Chila. So she went to him and gave him cheese to eat, and it was very salty, and gave wine, and became drunk because of it. And therefore, when he became drunk, she cut off his head, took out the head, showed it to everyone, and they ran away. Shem, when the mice happened, Machlokes, the Chashulchan says it happened later on, the Kav Chaim says, the Yayin says it happened later on, others say it happened during Chanukah. Abel Mice says, the Chibos Yayin, how can you have an in of Cholov? So even like Eli said before, it would be like Shavuos. In the same meal, there are more holes in the same meal, you have milk to play tricks. Well, but Ethan, the Indian eating milchik, still for not every day. Indian milchik sounds like one time in Chanukah can have milchik. A Yitz the Minik, but having milchik to sell, the nace happened through milchik. Well, but Ethan, Basav Yayin, look for the other students you can have. You can have different times with Basav Yayin.
Is that
the
sixth
of the
Sardash?
Sorry?
Is that the sixth
of the Sardash?
Three.
It doesn't sound like you have any. Yeshu Avon Gwin, it doesn't say every day. There's one Indian to show that came through. Maestro, there's a minute in Glyso to give Chanagiel to people, and there's a minute to give Matonis among a lot of people from that, but there is a giving presents, and the Olam Tainus, we got it from the Goyim from Christmas, so they give presents, and we stole from them. However, the Indian leaves of Chanagiel to the old minig, and put on Emes Yaakov, if Yaakov Netzke gave it to Lel Chamishi and Chanagiel, and all the rabbis give Lel Chamishi. Lel Chamishi is the night that can never be Shabbos, Chanagiel is to give Lel Chamishi. It's put on the Indian of Chanagiel, and it's Eli's birthday. What?
Just
one day. What? Yeah, lack. They make up the whole Chanagiel.
There's a
little
hollow on it.
There's a little hole. So, what is the Indian with the Makar for this? So, Emes Yaakov says the Makar is because the Meshavuan Sakon Allah says he used to give Aniyim, Stalka. So, Oyd used to give Abayim then. So, since he used to give their Abayim to our children, Talmidim, so we used to give them also Matanas. Why? Because they would give the money, you would give them Matanas to the children. Well, Dovah Cohen would say, it's brought down the Bashi Torah and Kovitz Beis, that since we give other people the tzedakah, not to Mavayish them, we give everyone the tzedakah. So not to give to the Ani, you should give everyone the same amount. But that's the Indian of Chanukah Geld, why you give. However, if you learn that the Indian of the Rei Paiskin, the Indian Mishnah of Simcha, and the Simcha is boss of a Yayin, just like every Yontif, on Yontif there's an Indian, let's say Sukkot, there's a Chiyav of boss of Yayin to the men, big day to the women, and it goes into the children to give them matonis. Lechura, this should not be different than any other yontif. It's in the simcha, nekve, lemishta, the simcha, simcha. So we get a boss of yayin, like the Bnei Shlomo says, Shlomo Chugur. So the kids should get their goyshim, should get their presents. I don't know what no one begins as a makar. There's a portion of makar, and we'll come out, roi poiskim, there's an in the simcha, and simcha means, what does it mean? One kuf tes msakim, it means giving a goyshim to the children. Rambling the town, and put on shulchan of kuf tes, that does in the give a goyshim, makonis to children. Why does that make them happy? That's their simcha. They don't get simcha boss of yayin, they get simcha giving them makonis. Who this mamish a makar? Come on, Rabbi Poiskim. I can ask me my son on Sukkot Shavuos and Pesach. We don't give him matanis. We don't make old tiulim. We don't give matanis. And Chanukah is makfid to give matanis. So if you think about it, that's not a kasha. On Yom Tov and Sukkot, let's say you're off from yeshiva, they're off from cheder, or you're off from work. You're home. They're as soon as the morning at night. The family's together. You go to Simchat Shavuos. You go to tiulim. You go out places. The whole 8 days is in and of simcha. And Chanukah, what do? You go to yeshiva in the morning, some guys have to light and go right back to yeshiva, or they go to work, they come home late in life. And the end of simcha, what you can do technically is be in yeshiva, go light, run back to yeshiva, and there'll be no simcha yet. It's a regular day, there's no issur melacha, there's not like chol hamoed issur melacha, and there's no hecker of simcha. There'll be more, no hecker. I've seen people, they don't even magnify Chanukah. They, besides the fact they went and lit, and they find out halachas, but there's no no mesibo, they're not happy. They go once a week to make mesibo, so it's Chanukah or Pinyin. Over where's the simcha? So it could be that's why daf in Chanukah. If you have any of them giving matonis, and that makes you give it sit down with children, give them the Chanukah gel, give them the chocolates or whatever they get, and give matonis, it makes a simcha over there. It creates all the type of naturally have a simcha because you're always together Chanukah to make a simcha. You have to create it for mohos. Because otherwise there's no issur melacha. Therefore you have sifat neis for half hour, and you should give them presence, and that's the makor why we give presents by Chanukah the Chumah more than any other time. Maisa in the Suda, at the end of the Suda, if there's a halacha to say Alan Nisim, we say Alan Nisim. It's brought down in Tov Reish Pei Beis that we say when during night. You're supposed to say before Baal Kolom, what are you supposed to do? If you remember, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, before you say Hashem's name, even though you said Akel Yishua Seinu, you said Akel, you said Hashem's name, but you didn't say Hashem by the end of the Bracha Yechayzer. Go back. Even though you said Akel Yishua Seinu, you go back, Akel Yishua Seinu is Bakasha. Once you say, if you say Baruch Atah, you still go back. Once you say Hashem's name, then you don't go back. Not only that, you don't say Lom Deinu Chukacha. Don't say Lom Deinu Chukacha. However, once you say Hashem's name, Mishavua still says you should say it at the end of davening before Yehiratzon. I know the Olam knows this, but if you forget to say it, you say it before Yehiratzon, you say it B'derech Bakasha. Yehiratzon. Before the Shah, they say before Pasha, the second one, not before the first one. Usually the Midrash, Mishavua says to say to Yehiratzon. But, so therefore we say before the second one. That's Linyan Tefillah. The Indian benching, again we say it during Noida. But let's say you forgot, so even though you said Hashem's name afterwards, but until you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you chayzer. Once you say Hashem's name, you don't say Lom Deinu Chukacha, keep going. What do you do? So the Ramah says in Sif Aleph, Yesh oimu sheshokach al nisim birchut amotin, shekiel arachmon, yoimu arachmon, yasel on nisim neflois kishem sheosel avtsenim b'yam imo imo zman hazeh. Yimei matziol v'chulu. You change the nosach. You don't start saying al nisim al porkim. You say arachmon yitzke bakoshik man kodesh boch, to say, to give us Nisim, he's asking for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give Nisim to us. Why? Because during the Rachmon or before Yehuli Rotson, that we say the over there we say B'derech Bakasha, we say the Lashon Rachmon, Yaslan Nisim, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Nisim because there's a Mokum Bakasha, Masha Enkin. You say during Moedim, you say Al Nisim Al Pokum D'derech Hayda. We switch the Lashon around. And the Pashim ask, are you allowed to have a Nis? Are you allowed to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a Nis for you? So Gemara Brachas Dav Samach. Everyone knows that Leah, he is that a child, he switched in the stomach from a boy to a girl. Why? Because he didn't want the Rocha to be embarrassed, and therefore she ended up having Dina. The Gemara says only she could, but Etzmi now is for you now is for an ace, you now have the Gemara says. Anything that happens, the Gemara says anything in Lashon Ovar, anything happened already, you can't ask, it shouldn't happen. You hear a cold coming in the city, something bad happened, you shouldn't misspell about what? That it's not your child, didn't happen to it. Well, you shouldn't misspell that your wife pregnant should be a boy. It's a tefillah shav. The law is you pass on the tefillah shav. So the shayla is to ask the poshor and Shabbos Chav Aleph. The shayla is to ask, how can you ask for bracha? Yashlon nisim. How can you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a nesvot? It's also, Tefillah Shavuot is also. Again, asking a nes l'chor is also. So, the B'chosha has two terutzim. One terutz is, there's a chiluk between a yachid and a rab. Any time a yachid can ask for something to be switched. It means if your wife's pregnant, you can ask for it to be a boy, or something happened, a yachid can ask himself by kosher. Mashing for the rab, you can say, a rab, you ask along nisim and the flois. If he wants to, even when they see his kapayim, when they say the rotten on yontif, over there it says, you have to say b'loshin rab, and yasin lanu, which God is not on us, we say b'loshin yachid. That's one terutz B'chosha says. And other terutz he says, that can ask for Kosh Baruch Hu to do a nes ali de teva. Just like Mechanica, the nes was through teva, and it's not nicker. In Echnami, you can ask a nes to be done through teva. Masha Inkein, to ask a nes not through teva, to switch a child in the stomach from being a boy to a girl, that's not teva, it doesn't switch by itself, it can happen through teva. In Echnami, that you now ask for. Nachmina, Lalocha, they say, let's say someone is sick, and he's mamish otot, and the doctors give up hope. You're not down for him. You're asking for a nes. You're asking someone, please don't get better, or walk around. He has no legs, he can't. Well, are you allowed to damage such a thing? Are you allowed to have a bakosh for a person who's punched sick? But there's no hope for him. The whole depends upon what the bakosh is. If you're asking for a nes, derech teva, it is shaykh that you can explain it through teva, and if not, be allowed to. But a damage for a person who's sick, and it's not shaykh a day teva, and if not, you can't ask for such a bakosh, and you now ask for such a thing.
Who says?
Now ask for a nes. That's what Simon Reish Lamed.
They wouldn't say
what they make a Mishabarak on his name. I know someone asked Dayan Fish about it, but I personally didn't get clear whether it was answers. No, but there's basically, there's a law. What?
I don't, there is such a concept like that?
A tefillah shot.
There's such a
concept
of a person's honor has a hole?
If it can be,
in halacha?
In halacha, a guy's legs cut off, you know, go back legs.
Is there a person in halacha?
If it could be, certain things. Depends what the case is.
Depends. If he has no legs to grow, that's
not shaykh.
Let's say
if he can,
cancer,
so on and so forth.
You can't, because you can't go away. It happens. It has gone away.
There is a concept of piesta.
Yeah,
that
shot 18 times.
He's dead.
He's about to. He's dying, but at certain times it's not shaykh. Okay. No, you told me last year to Dayan Fisher's mamash, his grandfather, his matziv, Dayan Fisher says this, his lotion was, daven, that the best should happen. That's it.
That's
the level of daven. Yeah. Did ask him daven that you would get better, not the best should happen. What is the best should happen? Get him out, tulashav. What about tulashav? There's another text in Yeshua Siakov over here, Tovash Pepez. He has a chiddush that any nes that happened, that true a nes, you lose chusim out of. Like Avram, Avram was afraid when he fought with Dal Malachim, he lose chusim. But Fakert, since any day the nes, there's a Kiddush Hashem to that everyone saw that Avram beat him, so he got chusim because of Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, Yeshua Yaakov says that why the Bnei Bodim Shal Haman, the Zerichim beat Reveim, Bnei Bodim Shal Pirate and Cherev, all these people Zerichim beat Reveim, what chusim they have? So he says this chus is that through them came Kiddush Hashem. They were showing, but the Maisa, through them came the Kiddush Hashem, that was chutz because of it. Therefore, he said to Shulz Yaakov, that any nes that is be nicker to people, like change the boy to girl in the stomach is not nicker, in Echnami, there's no Kiddush Hashem out of it that you can ask for. But something that the Kiddush Hashem will outdo the nes, in Echnami, it's Kedai, that you'll ask for. The Maisa, let's say if it's Manazeh, if you have an ultrasound, and you know for sure it's a boy, of course you'll ask the Davin that's for your girl, because Pasha, it's nicker than nes, that's switched, or vice versa. And y'all laugh, it's Manazev, it's Nikki, last words. That's Kundi Shua's Yaakov. Fine, to come, we have over here Zechiv Simcha and Chanukah or not. Maestro, we have basically three sheetahs, the Mechaba holds the Sudas Vashus, the Amah holds the Sudas Mitzvah, the Noigim we do is Midas Vashishbachos, to make in the Sudas Mitzvah. This Indian of a Simcha, what type of Simcha is it? So, Lechur, it's even for the Ben Yishloim, says even for Basav Yayin, because a Mishnah of a Simcha, the Mishnah of a Tavku Chav Tes, the Oilam exam is Basav Yayin, Lechur, it's not Muchach. The Indian of Chanukah Yelts, I don't know, the Oilam says, Lechur, giving presents is a Makar, Yeah, there is a vadim makor because the mishnah is simple. So get bus v'yayin, they get the matalis. Echur, the goyim got it from us because we came before them. The inyan is the chul alacha. That's where you paskin. The inyan cholov ma'aser nastir to bus v'cholov because it can cholov once a time or a shuas meal. And the alanisim, where with nothing, once you say baruch atah Hashem, you can be choizer. You say b'losh makosha, and it's not a kasha. I can say b'losh nes. But you ask Kosh Baruch to an S because either Yachav Rabim or because of its either it's Nicker the Nes or because Adei Derech HaTeva. On Chanukah, the whole thing of Chanukah is basically to give a Shvach by daughter Kosh Baruch Hu to appreciate everything that's being done for us, even though the thing happened more than 2,000 years ago, happened in year 3,622. Not much more than two, still we give a Shvach by daughter Kosh Baruch Hu, what he did for them, what Makir is telling they did for us. It's Chayisol, eternal nation, giving it's an eternal idol, even as man of Mashiach, Nachum of Vutul Chanukah, we keep giving a idol from this nace that happened to us. They ask on the Chanukah, why do you have 8 days, the Chor, the nace is only for 7 days, no one can shayla. So one of the tutsin they give is that we have to even be makir, that even the first day, even though it was Teva, we have to makir the Teva's nace. We have to recognize the Teva's nace, that we give Shvach by Dorkash Baruch Hu, not only for this nisim that happened to us, but every day that we're living, we're breathing, even the Teva itself, we should be makir. So, I'd like to invite everyone next week, Tuesday night, to mekayim all the shidus of a Sudas Mitzvah, Ayde Basav Yayin, hopefully if my wife lets, and to be machmir, we'll do his mitzvah Shishbacha, it's also for Noigim, it does not say Divrei Torah, Agav, to be machmir, to mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Mitzvah, and may be zecher that we should be machmir everything Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us, and through that we'll be able to give real Shvach by the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
What time?
Once Chanukah.
What time?